This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1079, Who versus Whom and How to be Relevant in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, our listener June asks us a great question. When should you use whom and when should you use who? Today, get the rule and find out when you should break it.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It makes me think of Brady on Sex and the City. Happy New Year.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at the New York accent. Well, we should bring your dad on the show for the New York City accent, really.
Really, we should. It's so funny how I notice that more as an adult than I did growing up.
That makes sense, though, because when you're a kid, you're living with your parents, they are kind of your world, right? And there's nothing else. Like, they are just the way they speak is the way they speak is right. The way people speak. But when you get older, you go out into the world and you notice different accents. That's interesting.
For sure. So anyway, random aside to New York accents at the beginning of the new year. So what did you do for New Year's Eve?
Well, the problem is we're recording this so early.
Yes. What do you think you'll be doing?
I'll be doing? I'll probably be just hanging out. My friend has a birthday around that time. So honestly, like, I'm over the idea of going to clubs on New Year's. I might just have like a dinner with family and friends. I'll probably be here in Cambridge. So yeah, hopefully it was a good one last night.
I hope so.
How about you, Michelle?
What am I doing? Probably, sitting in my apartment because I'll be having a sleeping baby. Well, hopefully he'll be sleeping.
He'll be celebrating the new year.
Yeah. I don't think I used to go over to like a friend's house and we would all sleep at our friend's house and it would be a lot of fun. But I think, this year I'll be, sitting in my apartment. But that's a good thing.
That's good. With a new member of the family. That's amazing.
Yeah. What about today? Do you have any special traditions for New Year's Day?
Oh, geez, that's a good question. You know, I kind of like the idea of just like going for a nice leisurely brunch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Normally, I'm not a brunch person at all because it's expensive and it's like there's long waits. But on New Year's Day, I would like to go for a brunch and just have like nice eggs, you know, a lot of coffee, bottomless coffee, as we say, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And maybe even just to a diner, nothing fancy, you know, just and relax with friends. That's what I would. And then go home, take a nap, watch a movie, go to bed early.
I found a new love for diners lately. I don't know why, but it's, you know, there's something nice about it. So, I mean, with whom do you usually celebrate the new year?
Ooh, very fancy. Ooh. Fancy question. Well, with whom do I celebrate? Let's see. So I like to celebrate with my family, with my close friends, and just people in my life, right? So the people that matter, honestly. Yeah. How about you?
Well, yeah, I guess the same. Family, friends, whoever's around. So today we actually have a question about the word whom, right? I probably wouldn't have asked you that question in that way.
Yeah, didn't sound quite like your style, but that's okay.
Yeah, so but before we get into that, we want to remind our listeners of something.
Oh my gosh, guys, it is 2019. I can't believe that. I can't believe it either. But the cool thing, guys, is now if you live in Japan or the US, you have an opportunity to listen to our show on the Amazon Echo, right? Alexa. And here she's going to perk up right here next to me. To listen to our show there, just say, Alexa, open All Ears English. You do have to activate the device first. Okay, guys. And, or you can also say it in Japanese if you have already activated the skill on your device. So again, say, Alexa, open All Ears English and start listening. Enjoy, guys.
Nice. Nice. That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah. So cool. So cool. All right. So what are we getting into, Michelle, today?
So we are talking about who and whom. So we have a great question from our listener named June. So Lindsay, could you read their question for us?
Absolutely. So she says, hey, Lindsay and Michelle, this is June from Australia. Thank you for your great podcast. Literally, you changed my life and career. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's awesome. Wow.
That's
so
cool.
To briefly introduce myself, I'm originally from Korea and I moved to Australia 3 years ago with my French husband. However, as my husband can speak my language fluently, and I was working for a Korean company in Australia, I never felt like I needed to improve my English. And then I had a chance to move the company bigger and better one to improve my career. Move to a new company, I guess. The only problem is I'm the only non-native speaker in 150 people. I was hesitating to grab this chance or not, as I was not that confident with my communication skills in English, but I found your podcast and now I'm listening every day, 3 to 4 episodes before my work. It's the best way to wake up and immerse myself in English before work with native speakers. I really appreciate you guys. That's awesome.
That's so sweet. Really. Oh my gosh. That's incredible. Congratulations on that.
That is so cool. That's so cool, June. So here's the question. My question is, how do you use whom properly? I almost never use it in my sentences, but I realize that people are using it a lot. Like, please let me know the person whom you discussed. Thank you again. Love, June. Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you, June. Oh my gosh. We wish you all the best in this career and just everything. And thank you.
Yeah, so cool. We're going to answer June's question today. I'm excited. Yes.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, great question. Thank you for everything and that great review. That was so sweet of you. And so, Lindsay, do you use the word whom?
To be honest, like, for example, that question you asked at the beginning felt a little old fashioned to me, but in some scenarios I do, especially in writing. So, I mean, there are times that I would use whom, but not often, not too often.
Yeah, I don't think I really ever use it. It pops up once in a while. It makes me think of Ross on Friends.
Okay.
Because sometimes like they use this word to like make fun of him because they think that he, like, they kind of roll their eyes because it sounds like he's trying too hard to sound smart.
Right,
like,
right.
And it's almost like sounds like a little bit snobby, like, you know, this, oh, I'm so smart. I know how to use whom. And that's not to say that it isn't ever correct to use whom. However, I don't hear it that much, except for some specific situations. And I don't think people really think about the difference and they don't maybe, like you said, Lindsay, in writing, you might use it or maybe in a speech or something to say or something like that. But that said, we want to answer June's question and it's great to understand the difference, in these situations. Like this is important stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the cool thing is, guys, once you know the rules, once you know exactly when whom or who should be used, then you can play around and decide, do you want to follow the rule and maybe sound a little bit out of place? Or do you want to just say what other native speakers say and follow that path, right? It becomes your choice. But once you know what is correct and what's not, then you can be more flexible with your choices. I love that.
Right. Exactly. That's a really good point. So it's good to know the rule and then you can decide, you know, how will you sound and what do other people say? So that's good. So let's get into it. So what is the difference? So let's start with who. So who is speaking about the subject? Okay. Yeah. The trick that we want to think about is, are we talking about he or she or him or her?
So subject or object. Yes.
Exactly. So who is with the subject? So who, for example, who was at the party? So if you weren't going to say the name, would you answer her was at the party or she was at the party, Lindsay?
I would definitely say she was at the party.
Right. So if you say who was at the party, Rachel, or she was at the party.
Yeah.
Right. You would, you know, that the question is who. Right.
Right. Yes. Yes. The question is who. So who was at the party? She was at the party. Rachel was at the party. I love it.
Right. Exactly. You wouldn't say her was at the party.
No, never.
Right. So, okay. So whom then is speaking about what, Lindsay?
So the object, right? And we see this a lot with prepositions, right? When there is a preposition, you know, to whom, with whom, that what was the question you opened with?
I said, with whom do you celebrate the new year?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So let's see how this looks then. Hey guys, happy new year. If you love listening to All Ears English in your phone, then why not bring it home to your family to get them excited about listening to English too? You can do that now because we built an Alexa skill. It's available in the US or Japan. Just activate the All Ears English Alexa skill and then say, Alexa, open All Ears English. Or in Japanese, say, Alexa, All Ears English wo iraite, and start listening. Just choose a category like business English or phrasal verbs and enjoy. Thanks for using the Alexa skill, guys.
Okay, so if I say whom, or I could say with whom, right? Mm-hmm. Did you go to the party with? You wouldn't answer, I went to the party with she. You would say, I went to the party with her, right?
Oh, interesting. So technically we should be saying, whom did you go to the party with? But we never say that though. That's interesting.
I feel like it's
more palatable to say when we put with at the beginning. Using whom.
I think so too. I think that sounds better. Like, so, but then you wouldn't add with at the end, right? So you would just say, with whom did you go to the party?
Right. And that sounds quite formal. We talked about that. But yeah, even though grammatically it's correct to say, whom did you go to the party with? It seems weird to me. I would not say that. That's where we're talking about. You can be flexible, guys. You can choose which rules you want to follow and which ones you don't to sound relevant.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yeah. So with the with whom, right? You could say like, with whom do you eat lunch every day? Or also with two, right? Like, what could you say with two, Lindsay?
Yeah, I feel like this is where it comes in more often in my language. So to whom should I address the letter? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that feels more okay for me. Like, one of the rules that I would follow, like, to whom should I address the letter instead of to who should I address the letter? Because it feels like it's missing the M at the end when I say to who. Right. So to whom? So again, guys, talking about the object, you should address it to her because you're going to say her or him. You know, you want to use whom.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, you know, so that's the basic rule. And then, you know, there are some basic chunks that are used. So where you don't, you know, because maybe you don't want to think in your head, okay, the subject, it might take a second, right?
Yeah.
But there are some times where in, you know, so chunks are used. So for example, the biggest one I can think of to whom this may concern.
Yeah. Of course. So,
When do you think that's been used, Lindsay?
Definitely a formal letter. For example, the most common use is a cover letter when you want to apply for a job. You would always, always, always say to whom it may concern, or, well, preferably you have the name of the person.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that really right? Or?
It's not really the best practice, but yeah, that is a chunk. So you would never say in a letter to who it may concern. That would be weird, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, but even in the example, like, so just to get back to the other ideas, you know, like, with whom did you go to the party, or right, even if though it's correct, you know, I just wouldn't say it because it doesn't sound natural to me. It doesn't feel natural to me. So I mean, like we said, this is one of the situations where the rules can be broken, and the correct way is great, you know, but it might make people just like be like,
Yeah. I mean, for example, like, we're going to it's Halloween today. I know, guys, we're recording literally like 2 months in advance. It's crazy, but we are. And I'm going to a Halloween party tonight. And there's two of my friends that are going. And if one friend said to me, with whom are we going to the Halloween party tonight? That'd be so weird. That'd be so like completely odd that, you know,
right.
Instead, she would say, who are we going to the party with? Right. But it doesn't necessarily follow the rule, but that is okay.
Yeah. And it, to me, it all goes back, just like when I read this question, and it all went back to Ross on Friends. Cause, you know, he's kind of right. like, oh, like the professor, like kind of the,
nerd.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you know, he's all proud that he knows how to use this word, you know, and they just make fun of him.
Yeah. But that's kind of what they love about him. They get to make fun of him. That's exactly. his personality.
Exactly. So let's just try a couple examples. So Lindsay, what do you think for this one? So it's, and our listeners can play along. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. Okay. So.
Blank is going to meet me at the train. So the
okay,
question.
So yeah, so this one is who, right? Because the answer would be she or he.
Right, exactly.
So who's going to meet me at the train? She's going to meet me at the train.
Right. Okay, so, and then the next one is, did you watch the movie?
Well, I don't know, Michelle, what do you think?
Well, this one is whom, or, but it sounds more natural to say with whom, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So with whom? I would add the with here. I think we're missing the with.
Yeah, that's what I would say too. Yeah. It's down at the bottom. But yeah, I agree. I don't know. So you wouldn't say I watched the movie with she, you would say with him or her, right? So
yep.
I would say with whom.
Yeah. So that's really a pretty clear, a clear rule that you guys can keep in mind. Again, you don't have to follow it, but you should know, you know, when you should use who and when you should use whom, technically speaking.
Right. And one cool trick I found when I was like, you know, going around, looking for information on this. So a couple different people mentioned that if there's an M in the answer, it's whom.
Okay. That makes sense. Like him right? or her. Well,
right. So you can remember him. Like if you forget, you can remember by saying, okay, if there's an M in the answer, like him or her, wait,
but her doesn't have an M.
Her doesn't have an M.
Doesn't. Only when we're talking about guys.
At least you can remember whom matches with him.
Yeah.
Right? So you can remember that. So whom, him, right? So, and then you can add on the her. So you okay. can remember if you're stuck and you can't remember which one is which, just yeah. remember whom, him, right?
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, I think it's a pretty straightforward rule. You guys can come back to our blog, allearsenglish.com/episodes, type in 1079. Tell us what you think about today's episode. Tell us what you think about this rule, right? There's just two options. And, you know, you don't have to follow it, but you should know when it's correct and when it's not.
Right, exactly. So I think that's the takeaway today. I mean, this is a lot about our language, you know, although there are certain things that are technically correct, they may not be used.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to think, what do you hear people say? And I know June said she hears people say, whom, but when, you know, like think about when would it be? What's the context? Right. So maybe it's good for an academic setting or for work or making a speech. But in general, I think people use who, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, if we come back to our philosophy at All Ears English to start off the year, right? Connection, not perfection. That means that language is always about connection. It's nothing is more important than connecting with the people in that scenario. So if you read the room and you realize that most people are not going to be using this whom in a way that feels kind of stuffy and weird, you're going to change your language, right? And we want you guys to be ready to do that, right? To adapt to who's around you. To some extent, not entirely, but to some extent, you are able to connect by adapting your language. And that's being a high level speaker. That's connection.
Exactly. All right. Well, this was a great, great question. And guys, you know, remember, get those transcripts. Start off the year strong, right, Lindsay? Yes. It's January 1st.
Yes. It's time to get to work, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. We are so excited about some really cool things coming for you guys this year in 2019. I just can't believe it. And we want you guys to start off feeling good and feeling like this is the year you're finally going to hit that connection, that sense of connection and fluency in English. So go get the transcripts to get started this year. allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Okay. Well, happy new year, everyone. Happy new year, Lindsay.
Yeah. Happy new year, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.